Ever felt like you're drowning in your own business? You're not alone. When entrepreneur Dave Rinn found himself short-staffed and overwhelmed, he discovered something revolutionary. Not everything deserves equal attention. Most business owners start each day in firefighter mode, frantically putting out one crisis after another. Even when you find time for important projects, you question whether they'll truly make a difference. Sound familiar? The biggest problem isn't lack of experience or resources, it's not knowing what your biggest problem actually is. We rush to address whatever seems urgent while disregarding the most impactful issues, creating a survival trap where we take panicked actions to survive today, then repeat the pattern tomorrow. Mike Michalowicz experienced this firsthand, battling constant cash shortages and crushing debt. Despite increasing sales, his debt actually grew. His breakthrough came from an unlikely source, a jammed printer. After repeatedly trying the same ineffective fix, he discovered the real problem was a tiny crumpled paper. This became his business epiphany. What if his company's problem wasn't where he thought? Perhaps his sales issue was actually a profit issue. This realization led to 45 consecutive quarters of profit distributions. Just like hikers lost in the wilderness following instincts down one wrong path after another, entrepreneurs need a compass to guide their business decisions. Similar to Maslow's hierarchy, the business hierarchy of needs organizes priorities into five essential levels. 1. Sales, creating cash. 2. Profit, creating stability. 3. Order, creating efficiency. 4. Impact, creating transformation. 5. Legacy, creating permanence. Each level contains five core needs that must be satisfied before addressing higher levels. Businesses move up and down this hierarchy as they grow, strengthening their foundation. At the sales level, you focus on lifestyle congruence, prospect attraction, client conversion, delivering commitments, and collecting payments. Without these, your business cannot survive. The profit level creates stability through debt eradication, margin health, transaction frequency, profitable leverage, and cash reserves, providing security against market fluctuations. At the order level, businesses build efficiency through minimized waste, role alignment, outcome delegation, linchpin redundancy, and mastery reputation. When these needs are met, operations run smoothly without constant involvement. The key insight? Prioritize one issue at one level at a time, always satisfying the most essential need before moving upward. Despite entrepreneurs' belief in their uniqueness, all businesses share 99.9% identical DNA. Every business has a natural weak spot, the vital need that must be addressed first. Rather than growing everything simultaneously, marketing, sales, products, services, efficiency, which dilutes resources, identify and fix your single most vital need with all available resources. Consider Tersh Blissett, owner of Icebound HVAC and Refrigeration. Despite $750,000 in revenue with 12% cash profit, Tersh focused on the wrong level, impact, instead of sales. Analysis revealed his vital need was prospect attraction. With $50,000 in accounts receivable and corporate clients ignoring payment terms, Tersh needed to define his ideal customer before marketing effectively. His problem wasn't quantity of prospects, but quality, attracting customers who would follow payment terms. The only way to know if your solution worked is to measure it. Many entrepreneurs attempt improvements without clear targets or measurement methods. Drawing inspiration from Intel's successful Operation Crush against Motorola, the OMEN method transforms business challenges into actionable steps. Objective, the intended result in clear, specific terms. Instead of improve cash flow, target maintain $50,000 in operating cash at all times. Measurement, a straightforward tracking method anyone can understand. Daily cash balance checks or weekly revenue reports that directly correlate with your objective. Evaluation, regular intervals for analyzing progress, daily reviews for critical issues, or weekly check-ins for sales targets. Nurture, making adjustments based on evaluation results. If customer acquisition costs are too high, test new marketing channels or adjust pricing. This framework creates scaffolding around your vital need, ensuring resolution through constant scrutiny. Once achieved, maintain only key metrics before addressing the next priority. This systematic approach reduces business stress by providing clarity on what to fix next. When one challenge is resolved, return to the business hierarchy of needs to identify the next priority regardless of distractions. Many entrepreneurs wrongly assume company revenue equals personal income. Mikhailovich chased arbitrary sales targets without seeing his take-home pay improve. Even at $3 million in revenue, his income remained inconsistent while stress grew. Sales involves a five-stage process: connection, pre-sale awareness, agreement, establishing terms, deliverable, fulfilling promises, collection, receiving payment, and conclusion, confirming completion. The core need at the sales level is lifestyle congruence, determining what sales performance your business needs to support your personal finances. Calculate your comfort number, income needed for your lifestyle, then reverse engineer the required business revenue. For profit, take profit first by allocating a percentage from every deposit into a dedicated profit account before paying expenses. This approach forces operational efficiency and can quickly transform unprofitable businesses into sustainable ones. To eliminate debt, implement both debt payment and profit accounts with predetermined allocation percentages. Use the debt snowball approach, paying minimum payments on all debts while focusing extra funds on the smallest debts first to build momentum through quick wins. In business, complexity naturally accumulates over time. Order requires developing systems that predictable outcomes, preventing unchecked growth from destroying your business. When your business operates without you, for days, weeks, or years, you've become a true business owner rather than someone with a job at a company where you own stock. Like McDonald's owners who don't flip burgers, you should design your business to run without you. At the impact level, offerings transform from transactional to transformational, turning customers into brand loyalists through serving a greater purpose. A compelling mission motivates teams through difficulties, as shown by Admiral William McRaven's Navy SEAL Hell Week story. When candidates were submerged in freezing mud for 15 hours, one voice began singing, soon joined by others. This shared purpose helped them endure when quitting seemed the only option. Legacy means ensuring your business continues making an impact beyond your participation. Community continuance happens when clients actively defend your business. Companies like BMW and Harley-Davidson host rallies where customers become participants in promoting brand values. Leadership transition is critical. The goal isn't keeping potential leaders waiting, but developing them to take over or lead elsewhere. Success occurs when you become a steward of your idea, finding more excitement in how it serves people than in ownership. Everything working for your business now will eventually need replacement. Businesses must prepare for unpredictable change. Netflix evolved from mail delivery to streaming. Nintendo transformed from playing cards to video games. Wrigley's switched from soap to gum. The business hierarchy of needs functions like bicycle pedals. You push different ones at different times to move forward. What makes entrepreneurs extraordinary isn't their lack of problems, but their resilience. By identifying your business's vital need, that one thing that needs fixing next, you can break free from the survival trap and build a business that creates the impact and legacy you envision.